on the arithmetic on the board, that's what I enjoyed that mostly too. But I just always was hard on arithmetic. I just couldn't get arithmetic like I should, you know. But now spelling and reading and writing, I was good on that. Now I love you to write. Mm-hmm. That was my best one. If the teacher wanted something real quick, she'd just call me to write.
Uh-huh.
In my class, and I'd do it.
Was the school near here?
Well, it was about 3 miles back around the same road down around that there.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have it in a church. Of course, after I quit school, they had a school right here in the area, but I was out of school at that time.
Uh-huh.
That was when my younger sisters and them come along. But after my children came along, they had about 10 miles down the road in Sterling, they had a school there. Until they went to put all the schools in Brunswick, then they went to riding buses on the Brunswick.
Uh-huh. Well, Everett must have been a pretty big place.
It was. It used to be a crowd of children. Remember? All of them got grown, you know, and left and went different places.
Well, what did people do for a living whenever it was, whenever it was a large place?
Well, they used to cut cross ties, work on the railroad, you know, keep the railroad up, and work the sawmills, some farm, raise cattle and hogs and stuff like that. And cut logs for the sawmills and stuff like that.
Well, why do you suppose it got smaller the way it has?
Well, I tell you, these younger race, they didn't like to do that kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, after they got an education enough, they would go other places and get better jobs.
Uh-huh.
And they left them there.
Mm-hmm.
The towns, you know, the citizens, moving citizens, got better jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't like the woods like my old parents did, you know, to stay out in the woods and cut ties and wade water and rake turpentine and all that. They didn't like that kind of work, so they just left them at the town. And then a whole lot of houses went down because it used to be this place when I was a boy. Oh, it was just like a city, just about it. So many houses, you know. But
mm-hmm.
See? They just write it down, they tore down some and all like that and moved them and all that.
Miss Crenshaw told me that there used to be boardwalks.
Yeah, you used to have boardwalks. You know, it's like you had a sidewalk. You used to have boardwalks right around in front of us, go over to the depot.
Well, were there other stores in town? And I mean, was it a real...
Well, yeah, they had, let me see, 1, 2, 3. Used to be about 5 stores around there.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, little shops folks had.
Mm-hmm.
Around the corner of that house, there used to be the shop there, barber shop and all right, with that little house on the corner right there, right where I met you at right there.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a barber shop and a shop, you know, sell cool drinks and ice cream and all that around that corner right there.
I guess most people go into Brunswick now, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they go to Brunswick now.
Well, how far is Jessup? Jessup is fairly close, too, isn't it?
Well, it's the same distance, 21 miles each.
Uh-huh.
You're right,
so you
right
take
in the
your
middle.
Choice.
Mm-hmm, right in the middle.
Oh, I have to ask you some more numbers. The number after 99 is?
100.
And the number after 999 is?
1,000.
Okay. Now, would you say the days of the week, please?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Did you learn the days of the week in the same school you talked about?
I sure did.
And how about the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay. Now let's see. What is this on my head?
Hair.
And this is my...
Forehead. Forehead.
Okay. And this is my...
Ear.
Which one?
That's your left ear.
Okay, and this is my...
Right ear.
And this is my...
Left eye. Right eye, nose, mouth,
and these
teeth,
and a little baby might have just one
teeth,
and the things that the teeth are in are the
gum, chin,
and a person puts a hat on his
head
and ties a tie around
his neck,
and this is the